Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Thank you.
Here he is, Snake.
Thank you very much. Well, our special Snake Pit edition today is going to focus on the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo, in which we...
Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo Show.
Y'all going to the rodeo show?
That we are a part of. We're a part of it every year. I believe that we've got the 20-year anniversary going on right now, for me at least.
Is that what Yellowstone is, the rodeo show?
Dude, So I'm over here in the clothing section watching people shop and things like that, and it's pretty awesome.
Put on one of those bedazzled jackets, would you?
I think those are nudie jackets, right? Isn't that what they're called? Famously from, you know, the likes of...
Nudie jackets?
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm talking about, Dave, don't you? Nudie jackets?
You know,
like,
about nudies.
In, like, from 70s. Like you'd see, like...
From, like, the Golden Girls?
No. Look up nudie jacket, and you'll see what I'm talking about. They're very famous in Western culture in the 70s and things like that. Matter of fact, Chuck Morgan. Dude, Chuck Morgan has a photo of him in a full nudie suit, and they're just this crazy, crazy designs and trippy-looking coats and pants and all that. You seeing them?
There's a nude Chuck Morgan
suits.
Photo?
They look more denim-y than what is over there. Those are very sequined and flashy.
Yeah, I think that they all have their, you know, depending on what you're going for. I'll tell you what, let's ask some people here that are shopping what they're actually going for. Madam, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. My name is Corby. I work for a local radio station.
Okay.
It's called The Ticket. Have you ever heard of The Ticket?
I feel like I have.
Okay, yeah, we're quite the
liar.
Juggernaut. I'm not sure if you have.
Hi, Corby.
You live in Fort Worth?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right, so are you shopping for turquoise-y, rhinestone-y things?
So I really like real turquoise, yes. So what I bought last year was Sonoran gold turquoise, and now I'm looking for a belt to match.
Okay, now are you with man that's going to help you purchase this?
This is my husband.
That guy? You got to buy this stuff?
I got to buy this stuff.
Now, I can't imagine that it's very cheap, is it?
It's not cheap at all. You get what you pay for.
No, I know, I know. I'm like, even looking at this belt, I'm almost nervous to ask what it costs. What does it cost?
So this one is $19.95, I believe.
$19.95. I'd buy four of them.
$1,999.
Oh, okay. Well, we were close, weren't we? So this is what you do every year, though? You're going to get yourself a new piece of turquoise?
Yes, yes, yes.
That's your jam, right?
My necklace still has a price on it from last year.
Wow, your necklace is $3,000. That's okay. You got? Did you get that right here?
I did not get it right here. We did a whole set, and I did get a discount, but it's not cheap.
No, I don't think it is. You guys watch Landman?
Yes, of course.
Okay, see, we think that the Landman... Like, the number one per capita place in the United States that watch Landman is right here.
Yes. I think so, too. I think you're right.
Do you love all the Yellowstone things, or are you...
All of it.
Do you really?
Yes.
Okay, how much has that influenced the way that you dress?
No. I dressed like this way before that.
You are? Okay, so you think that you were the trendsetter and they didn't influence you at all?
I feel like it's... Yes, correct. I feel like that cowboy, cowgirl stuff is kind of coming in right now because of Yellowstone stuff. But yes, we dressed like this before all that.
Does she dress her husband?
Okay. Do you dress him too?
No, he dresses himself.
Now, what constitutes... Because you're all cowboyed out. You got the boots and jeans and hat and all that. But what... like, what do you think that you spend... Because for like my outfits are very cheap. It's like you're looking at it. A Ranger hoodie and some pants.
Yeah.
That's about it. But for you, every day, is it $1,000 adventure?
No.
So you'll kind of slum it.
Yes. Yeah.
But when you're out here with the folks that you're going to dress up.
Stock show in Fort Worth, we dress up.
What else you dress up for in Fort Worth?
We like to go dancing a lot. We love to go dancing out at Riot Room, Coetzel's Riot Room. We like to go dancing in the Stockyard.
We've done our show from there.
We love to go out to dinner. We have some Fort Worth places that are our favorite waters, and we'll dress up for that.
You will?
Yes.
But it's not a daily. You're not going to 7-Eleven like, hey, can you put the hat on and the turquoise?
No. Hats we typically wear more in the winter, for sure. We have some summer hats, but, you know, it's still so hot in Texas, so.
Do y'all have animals?
We have dogs.
Good. Not like large farm type animals, though. You don't live on acreage with all that.
No.
Do you mind Yankees wearing
one
cowboy hats?
House pool, three dogs, three kids. We're good.
Okay, yeah. Where are the kids?
Right here.
Oh, these are all the kids?
14, 15, 16.
Oh, my God.
And they're so cute.
You guys went fast. That's rapid fire. No pun intended.
We merged. Wow. He has one.
Yeah. Oh, okay, it's like a blended family.
A country Brady Bunch.
Yeah, a country Brady Bunch. Did you guys watch the Brady Bunch?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, all right, cool. Where'd y'all go to high school?
I went to Azle.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm, Azle.
How about you?
Brian, hi. Over in College Station.
Oh, you're from College Station. Are you an Aggie?
I didn't go there, but yeah, my whole family's an Aggie, so.
Yeah, you like him? You root for him and all that?
Yeah, I root for him.
Did you have that Miami game tough on you?
That was tough.
But at least Miami showed up and did right.
Yeah, at least they showed up and beat everybody else. So, you know, it is what it is.
You guys ever buy your kids beers?
We let them taste it.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
If we're at home in the pool, they might drink some seltzers. It's fine.
Sure, yeah, right, of course.
Yeah,
right.
Whatever.
Well, you guys enjoy your time here. It's good talking to you. And you know what? You need to get that damn belt for her. Quit waiting around.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Cheers to you.
Go sell some livestock.
Good luck. Yeah, I don't think they're selling livestock.
Well, he needs to sell some to afford his wife.
Corby's reporting right now.
So
this is good.
Literally, she's wearing a necklace that she bought, you know, whether it was here or whatever, and she turned it around, and it said $3,000 on it.
That's like Costanza still wearing
she's wearing the price tag?
No, it was written in, like, black marker or something. I mean, it just looked really expensive.
Huh.
Costanza still wearing the lift ticket on his jacket.
Don't knock it. A lot of people do that.
I forgot about that. Okay. How are we looking time-wise, boys?
You got a couple more minutes.
We're on till 7, bro.
Well, that's not really what I was going. Oh, look at this. Ma'am, can I talk to you for a second? No? Okay. All right. All right.
Wow. That was rude.
Not what I was looking for there.
Bitch.
You need to lean into the people that you know will talk. Like this woman. She looks wonderful. Madam? May I speak with you for a second?
Who are you?
Well,
perfect.
My name is Corby Davidson. I work for the Ticket radio station here in Dallas and Fort Worth. We are known as the greatest radio station in America.
And what might that be?
Well, I just said it's the Ticket. It's an all sports station.
Yes, as I just said.
Okay.
That's why you don't know what it is.
I just listen to the highway and.
That's okay.
Same.
Yeah, I love the highway. That's we're what? Just here to ask.
Top three musical artists.
Okay, you're on the radio right now. I'm not just randomly talking to you and trying to pass time or hit on
you. Who are her top three musical artists?
Top three musical artists right now. Who are they? Or all time?
Hardy.
Hardy? You?
Is that real?
That's like a young person band.
Just because I have this older hair and...
I think it's badass that you like Hardy. Who else you like?
I like Hardy. I like...
They play that on the highway?
Ella Langley.
Ella Langley.
Yes. Who's that other one? Oh, Zach Top.
Zach Top. Okay. Yeah, I've heard of that guy, too. Okay, but what about, like, all time? Like, you go back into the annals of musical history.
Of course. Yeah. Willie Nelson. Uh-huh. George Strait.
Uh-huh. Are your nipples black?
Elvis Presley.
And Elvis.
Hey,
yeah.
Corby.
Yes.
You need to peel off and you need to talk to the girls that are wearing the curtains on their jeans.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do you
well, thank
them?
You for your time. I do not. Are they over by you, Dave?
They're back this direction.
Okay,
there's like four of them.
What's
all
that?
Standing together.
Why? Well, I wish I could. I can pay you in something. But just friendship. We're friends forever now.
Okay.
I'll always remember this moment. How's
need,
it going?
Need to ask about these pants.
All right.
Can't believe she had all-pro tackle Zach Tom as one of her favorite musical
Again,
artists.
Bob, I think you're confused. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, here they are. Girls with the pants. They don't look very old. Excuse me. I gotta ask you about your pants.
Yeah.
You too. You can't get away from me either.
Uh-oh.
You understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So these pants.
Yes, they're boho.
What?
Boho.
What does that mean?
Boho look. Like.
Bohemian.
Like
hippie,
country,
yeah.
Modern hippie boho. Yeah.
But country hippie.
Yes.
Country hippie.
Okay. So, yeah. So they're jeans up to about right above the knee, and then. What is this below? What are these things?
It's Panther fabric. Panther.
Okay, but is there still jean underneath them?
No. They're a lady made them for us.
Really?
It takes hours and hours to make them.
What does that cost? Give me a ballpark figure. Hours.
We had our own jeans, actually. So we brought our own jeans, and then she cut them off. So $100 labor to get them done, but that's not including the fabric.
Well, that's not bad.
It's made of panther?
And no, it's not made of panther. And it's Bantha. Bantha.
Bantha. Oh, Bantha.
Oh, yeah.
Like Bantha skins. Okay.
Okay, so you guys are hippies, though. Jealous. You guys feel like you're like kind of modern country hippies at all? You guys smoke weed?
No.
You guys don't smoke pot?
No.
Yay.
Terrible hippies.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Margaritas? You never done drugs?
No.
Never?
Cocaine?
Never.
No coke?
Never.
You guys were around in the 80s. Come on.
No.
A little bump here or there?
No, I promise. Never.
Man, you ever seen it?
What about kratom?
No.
Have you ever turned down cocaine?
No. I've never seen it on TV. I've never been offered, and I don't want to be. Okay.
Chasing the dragon?
Yeah. Have you ever about chasing the dragon?
The what?
You guys go have fun.
Thank you.
We appreciate your time.
Love that bit.
Like I was gonna like force them to do cocaine right there on the spot. He's like, I gotta get away from you.
Yeah, they are sprinting away from you. Yeah.
Hi ladies.
He's our friend. We apologize for him.
He's crazy. Try to get me to do drugs.
He's not holding.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to sell.
Yeah.
We like your Panther jeans.
Bantha. All right. There you go. There's some wireless fun out here.
Gee whiz.
You still got it, man. Yeah.